USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. An Illinois Democrat has been blasted for describing the deadly Christmas parade rampage in Wisconsin as karma for the acquittal of Kyle Rittenhouse and dismissing the tragedy as just self-defense. Mary Lemansky has now resigned from her position with the Democratic Party in DuPage County after her comments were widely shared, and Sommerkamp, the organization's executive director, told Fox News in an email. Republican Montana Senator Steve Daines implored just one Democrat to oppose the president's Build Back Better agenda that would most impact the poorest in society.
It's as if the Democrats are launching cash cannons of borrowed money across our country. It's going to raise the debt by $800 billion in the first 5 years at a time when we've got inflation. This is a hyperinflation bomb.
This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
President Biden's chief medical advisor, Anthony Fauci, said on Sunday that he hopes COVID-19 boosters will increase vaccine durability so that you will not necessarily need it every 6 months or year.
We would hope, and this is something that we're looking at very carefully, that that third shot with the mRNA not only boosts you way up, but increases the durability so that you will not necessarily need it every 6 months or a year.
The chair of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, has been nominated for another term.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell was nominated for a second four-year term by President Biden on Monday, extending a tenure that began with President Trump. The ex-investment banker is being asked to finish the most consequential revamp of monetary policy since the 1970s. Lael Brainard, the Federal Reserve board member who was the other top candidate for the job, was nominated as vice chair. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater, USA Classic Radio Theater.
The mainstream media doesn't want to talk about Hunter Biden's dealings or how his father, President Joe Biden, and his administration are very lax when it comes to relations with China, Senator Marsha Blackburn said on Newsmax.
It looks as if the press is in complete cahoots with the Biden administration and the Democrat Party. One can imagine that they're getting their talking points every morning, whether it pertains to the infrastructure bill or the Build Back Broke agenda or any of these other actions that they're taking.
She points out that in the video conference between Biden and China's President Xi Jinping, Biden's main goal was to lower the temperature between the two countries, but he didn't make any demands about trade or demand answers about the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic or take a tough stance against Beijing. A Parkland High School suit has been settled.
More than a dozen families of victims of the Parkland High School massacre are reaching a settlement with the Justice Department. All parties are now working to finalize additional details before the case can be dismissed on or before December 20th, according to an official court document filed Monday. The families suing the Justice Department and FBI for not acting on tips warning about the murderer who took the lives of 17 people at the Florida High School in 2018. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.